Let's talk about peace in Yemen and why some people reckon it's closer than ever. Eight years of war have created one of the world's worst humanitarian disasters. Two-thirds of Yemenis, 22 million people, rely on aid to survive. There have been several failed attempts to end the fighting, but the UN managed to broker a truce a year ago that's pretty much held up. Two big players have been talking to each other, and right now there's this extra momentum. One of the reasons for that is what's going on between Saudi Arabia and Iran. They're huge regional rivals who've been on opposite sides of the conflict in Yemen, but lately they've been patching things up. Saudi Arabia and Iran are restoring diplomatic relations 7 years after cutting them off. And this was a really big moment when their foreign ministers met in China to reach that agreement. Here's a reminder of how the Saudi-Iran rivalry is played out in Yemen. You've got a Saudi-led military coalition that's been fighting on the ground and from the air. They support Yemen's government, the internationally recognized government that was kicked out back in 2015 by the Houthis, a rebel group that Iran has been supporting mainly by sending weapons. The Houthis are a Shia political, military, and religious movement that controls a lot of territory, including the capital Sana'a. And so these are the two main sides that have been fighting to control the country. Now, remember that big moment in China between Saudi Arabia and Iran? Well, just 3 days later, we had another important photo op, this one in Yemen. Saudi officials meeting the Houthis for talks in Sana'a.
We are seeing, you know, a quite astonishing image of, for anyone who's been following the war in Yemen, of the Saudi ambassador meeting leading Houthi officials in the same room, posing for photos together. It's just not, that's not happened. That's not happened.
That's our Middle East editor, Abu Bakr, whose family is from Yemen. He's been helping me understand what's happening. Because for years, the UN has tried to broker peace in Yemen, and now you've got the Saudis and Houthis basically doing their own thing to end the fighting between themselves, with Oman as the mediator.
Is this real? Is this the beginning of the end?
There are different points of view on this. Everyone wants to be hopeful. And you've got some people saying that this potentially could finally be the deal that ends the war, right? Then, of course, you've got another angle or another side who are still hopeful, but they're also raising a lot of questions and a lot of doubts.
Now, we don't have too many details about the potential deal, but we know they're talking about things like a permanent ceasefire, the withdrawal of foreign forces from Yemen, meaning Saudi forces, and fully reopening ports controlled by the Houthis, which should make it much easier for Yemenis to receive food and other essentials.
This is where the hope comes from, that just easing the restrictions that Yemenis have faced. And of course, these restrictions haven't just come from one side, but you know, a lot of them have come from Saudi Arabia and decisions that were made in an effort to support the Yemeni government.
Another hopeful sign was this recent prisoner exchange of almost 900 people. So it really feels like things are moving in a positive direction. And for Saudi Arabia, it seems that now they just want out. It's been a long and expensive war that's also reached into their country. The Houthis have fired thousands of rockets and missiles over the border. The Saudis have shot down a lot of them, but some attacks have done damage, like this one that hit an important oil facility.
The Saudis, this is a conflict that has been going on for so many years. They thought would be over so quickly, and they have not been able to defeat the Houthis. Mohammed bin Salman, in particular, the crown prince, he wants to develop Saudi's economy. And their thinking is that these security issues that this conflict is bringing up is going to scare away investors. Their thinking is just, let's cut our losses whilst maintaining or ensuring that our security remains, basically.
The thing about these talks is that they're just between the Saudis and the Houthis. But there are a lot of other groups fighting in Yemen. For example, there's the Southern Transitional Council, which controls a large area in the south. They want to break away and create their own state. And remember, there's also Yemen's government.
the one that Saudi Arabia has been fighting to reinstate. It's not clear if their people are actually getting much of a say in what's been going on.
You've got various other forces that have their own beef with the Houthis, so to speak. They will feel that they need to be included and that they can't just be overlooked. And it will be the intricacies and the details of that deal. And then we'll really be able to understand whether this is the real deal or whether, unfortunately, it's just going to set up things for a second stage of this war that will continue just in a different form.
Some Yemenis also think the deal could amount to Saudi forces pulling out and essentially handing the country over to the Houthis. That's something that many people are worried about.
For a lot of Yemenis, the idea of the Houthis ruling over them is akin to, let's say, the Taliban ruling over Afghanistan for many Afghans. It's just something that they do not want.
So even with all the signs of progress towards a deal between the Saudis and Houthis, there's still a lot of skepticism because it'll take so much more to achieve a lasting peace for the whole of Yemen. There are really important elections happening in Turkey. There's a chance that President Erdogan could get voted out after 20 years in power. Check out our explainer to get up to speed.